Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, GoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, hope you can hear me. I am in the gospel van, and we are in the midst of a terrible, terrible thunder rainstorm. Had some hail. I'm going to push through and do this verse by verse. I hope you can hear me and it's not too annoying. We're working on Matthew 14. We're at verse 23. Matthew 14, verse 23 is where we left off. Let's get right back to it. You can catch up. Go to don'tperish.com. Look for the verse by verse studies. Catch up with us. Matthew 14, verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Okay, so as I've stated quite a few times during this Matthew teaching, we see Jesus with a pattern of getting away from others, from civilization, from that which man's created, to go out into the Father's creation, desert, wilderness, out in the sea, and to restore, to recreate himself with the Father in prayer. And I think that, again, this is a model that we need to always think about for ourselves. If Jesus, the God-man, needed this, how much more us weak humans do we need this? The world and unregenerated people and everything we deal with and all the trials and tribulation, persecution, they steal your peace. We're not to be allowing that to happen to us. We need to get away. We need to recreate ourselves. We need to be alone and at one with the Father and the Word and the Spirit. Jesus is giving us that example here. Remember that, saints. If you're feeling weak, maybe you need to recreate in prayer, in the Word. Get away from that which draws you down. Get to the one that lifts you up. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Okay, so the disciples are about to go through a trial. And all of us must. Amen? They were right there with Jesus, but they were about to go through a trial, and Jesus wasn't around. And these were men that did not have the Holy Spirit indwelling in them as we do, if we're saints of God. They also didn't have the finished written word of God, so they had less to go on than we do today. So we need to ponder that as we cut these people some slack, knowing they were dealing with what they had, doing the best they could. Let's see how they do as Jesus interjects himself into this. Verse 25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. That's what verse 26 says. So here we have Jesus going out, walking on the water to meet them. And what's their reaction? Great fear. They didn't know it was Jesus, all right? And so we have to consider that. But we're also to consider that we are told all over in the scriptures to not live in fear and to not fear anyone but God himself. Luke 12, 4 and 5. Jesus said, but I say unto you, my friends, do not fear them that kill the body and after that have no more they can do. But I will forewarn you for whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Yeah, that's a big problem in America and the world, the lack of the fear of God today. These disciples were fearing spirits and the situation and all other things. Yeah, hopefully they had a fear of God. They were disciples following Christ, so I think they had a fear of God. Today, though, in the culture, we see a lack of fear. When I street preach, hardly anyone says they fear God. They've been sold the lie of God is love and grace, and all you got to do is just believe, and you go to heaven, and he'll wink at your sin. No, there's a goodness to God and a love and a mercy. There's also a severity and a wrath. Read Romans 11. Make sure you have proper fear. Don't be fearing Satan. Don't be fearing the flesh. Don't be fearing man. Don't be fearing the economy, the situations around you. Fear God and what he can do to you. Then strive in the gospel towards him, and that perfect love will cast out fear. Verse 27, but straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. I like that. Jesus is looking to comfort them so they can change that fear into trust, and he's right there to help them, and he's encouraging them, saying, it is I. It's what the scriptures do all over, encouraging us that God is who he says he is. God says he'll be with his people if we don't forsake him, or we do forsake all of our sin and not walk in rebellion. That word good cheer, I like that. It means to take comfort, be of courage. Isn't that neat? Be of good cheer means to take comfort and have courage. We need to have courage because of our faith in Christ. Do we not? We do. And we should take comfort when we know that the Lord is with us. Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So Jesus promises, is that if we're striving for him, he promises to be with us to the end of the world. What a glorious promise. Don't fear, saints. Trust in God. Trust in his word. Trust in the Spirit. Verse 28, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee unto the water. All right, Peter, being the ever-ready disciple of Jesus, he looks to take a step of great trust in the Lord, and he wants to step out in faith. But did you notice? He doesn't just do it. What does he do? He says, Lord, he asked, may I come? If thou say, I will come. Do you notice that? I like that. Peter wants to obey God, but he asks God permission to go to walk on the water. If it be thou, say, he said. I like that. It's kind of like us wanting to always do the will of the Father. Jesus said that is his brother and sister, those that do the will of the Father. And Romans 12 says, if we do not conform to the world and walk in his ways and be renewed in our minds, we will know what's the perfect will of God. Peter wanted to do the will of God. That's a good example to us. We all need to strive to do the will of God and say, Lord, I think James it is, says, if the Lord wills, we'll do this and we'll do that. So we must always be living and acting out by the will of God. Peter was showing that here, not our will, but thy will be done just as it is in the Lord's Prayer. Verse 29, and he said, come. And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. All right, this is an important part of the chapter here. Peter's showing faith, walking on water. He's showing the spirit versus the flesh. You can't walk on water in the flesh, right? But in the spirit and in faith, Jesus is allowing him to. He said, come, Jesus, come, Peter, come. I, Jesus, will help you. And Jesus gives him his approval to come and walk on the water, and Peter, by faith, steps out of the boat and goes for it. Did anyone else step out of the boat? No, it was Peter. So that showed great faith. And what we see here, we're seeing it all through the New Testament as we study it, and the Old Testament. We see faith and works. Peter had faith. Peter stepped out in works. Not just faith alone. There is no faith alone. Faith is never alone. It always has works of obedience, holiness, endurance to the end. Amen? Also, as I mentioned before, the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done. That's very critical. Jesus gives us a sample prayer, thy will be done. We don't do our own will. We don't demand our own will. We say, Father, if this is your will, it be done. So we seek and we live after the Father's will. Jesus is giving us this lesson. Peter is helping prove the point that he's doing the will. How many times in life do we see the will of God working in us, realizing we can't do any of this without the Lord? All right. And so we say, Father, your will be done. Hey, the rain stopped. That's awesome. Hopefully you can hear me better now. No more hail either. So this is a major miracle, Peter walking on the water. Come on, you're in flesh. You can't walk on the water. But we see God working in this, his will. This is the same in our lives. Through us, for his glory, for his will, small things can become much. We can do things that you can never, ever thought you could have done without Christ, the Spirit, the Word, and God's will. It reminds me of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things in Christ. Yeah, if it's the Father's will, absolutely. You need to be strengthened and emboldened in that. Verse 30, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and he began to sink, and he cried, saying, Lord, save me. All right, so Peter, in his excitement and love for Jesus, steps out in faith. Jesus says, come, he's walking on water. What happens? Now, this is another lesson, life lesson for us. His situation. He's looking at his circumstances. Oh, I don't have enough money. Oh, I'm getting sick. Oh, people hate me. Oh, the culture's bad. Oh, the world's getting dark. And instead of looking at the Word and the Lord and trusting in the Spirit, Peter's looking at the water in his feet and he's starting to sink. You know what? Peter is no different than you and I. The only difference is Peter didn't have the indwelling Holy Spirit and the finished Word of God. We do. We have less of an excuse, although Peter was right with Christ in the flesh. That's a great help as well. But we see the fear in these disciples, and this is sinful to fear anything but God. Jesus already told us that. In this case, Peter's affected by, like I said, all the situations around him, and he's not focusing on Jesus, but the choppy water and is really making him fearful. This is us, right? We can be guilty of this too. Looking at your life, your relatives, your family, your neighbors, all the things you got to overcome. I'm helping some young brothers overcome this world and churchianity and their family, false religious family, to come out of it all. They could look at all that and they could fall away. But if they keep looking to Christ, they won't fall away. We have to battle if we don't want to sink in our own faith, right? The world is going darker. It's going crazy. It's violent. It's wicked. We could fall away. We could all lose hope and just go into despair. But if we keep our eyes on Christ and the Word and the Spirit, we have our peace. What's our peace in? Our situation? Our surrounding? What we're going through? No. Our peace is in Christ. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Remember, good cheer means have courage. I like that. Focus on Christ, not your situation, saints. Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched his hand forth and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? All right. So again, as a pattern through this Matthew study, have you noticed Jesus, when men are weak or making error or need some teaching, Jesus isn't always real kind or soft or gentle with the words he says to men, even the closest people to him. Often he rebuked those that lacked faith, and here he does it again. Ye of little faith. It's not exactly a great, great endorsement of Peter, is it? No, it's kind of a rebuke in front of everybody, I think. Clearly it is. And his closest men were doubting him. Maybe that's why he gave them a rebuke. So let us, saints, not fall in that same ditch. Let us not doubt Jesus. Let us not waver in our faith. Let us trust in Christ, in his word, in his spirit, what he's doing in us, his promises that he will overcome as we overcome. By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, let us not love our lives unto death. Revelation 12:11. I love that verse. Don't be like Peter. All right? I know it's easy to. Don't look at your surroundings. Don't cry out in fear. Look to Christ. Have strength. Be bold. Trust in God. Verse 32. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. I like that. They got in the ship. Jesus is with them. Everything's calm. So, that's kind of how it is with us. If we get away from the Lord, everything gets messed up. It can be turmoil, fear, despair, hopelessness. But as soon as we're with the Lord, in his word, by the Spirit, yeah, we don't have him physically with us, but we have him manifest in us. John 16 tells us that. The Spirit comes to comfort, teach, and correct, and convict. I think we all need to ponder that in our lives. Look at these accounts in the Bible of how these great men of God, they went on to do great things when they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. And look at how, when they lacked the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, look at how they floundered. Well, that's unbelievers today. That's false converts today. And that could be you and I if we're true saints, but we're not looking to Christ. We cannot be listening to the Spirit. We cannot be encouraged by its quickening, by its comfort. And if we're looking at our situations, our flesh, our surroundings, we're going to get weak. We're going to fall away. And that is not going to help us in our pursuit of the kingdom of God. I think we're going to leave it right there. We've only got a few verses left to finish up Matthew 14, but we're going to leave it right there. I hope that blessed you, edified you. My voice held out too. We had 3 long days of street preaching. What a glorious time we had. Preaching Christ crucified. Thousands heard the gospel. Lots of gospel cards went out. Lots of good conversations. Many people did thank us. Praise God, his word does not go out void. I hope you saints are striving on. We're here to help you. Don'tperish.com. Check out all the sisters' blogs, audios, videos, articles, street preaching, verse by verse. We love God. We love you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time. I'll come back again. We'll get into the end of Matthew 14. We'll get on to Matthew 15, and we'll just keep plugging away. As long as God gives me life and breath, I'm here with you. And as long as the internet stays up, or as long as I stay on the internet. One day it's going to get so wicked where probably all true saints are going to leave it. But for now, day by day, trust in it, trust in the edification, all the glorious communication and edification and fellowship we have with saints all over the world, scattered, the true remnant scattered all over the world, and we get to communicate, be encouraged, encourage them, love on them, get love back. What a glorious thing. I hope these are edifying to you. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Cling to Christ, fear God, come into that perfect love, and do not waver in that saving faith. May God be praised.